Hello, and welcome back to the Gaming Backlog Book Club. Reminder, as usual, we do go into spoilers, so if you want to avoid that, start an earlier episode and play along and come back to this one once you're all caught up. So, last time we went through the hospital, Brookhaven Hospital. After completing that, I did take a break for a few days, mostly just to do other things outside of video games and complete some other projects and daily life requirements over the weekend. And I gotta say, despite how messed up it all is, I felt myself thinking about this game at least a few times, and I was really itching to continue with the story. Silent Hill was calling me back. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I guess it depends. Maybe probably more of a bad thing than good thing. I guess
It's like an
who's
earworm that
calling you
wriggles
back,
into your
Andrew?
brain.
Who are you hearing calling you back?
Well, radio static mostly.
Oh God. I'm not
Yeah.
gonna there have been since we've been playing times where I go to sleep and I close my eyes and like I can just all I hear is radio static
Yeah.
from this game.
Yeah. Yeah, when you get your headphones on, it almost makes you want to turn off the radio static because it's almost deceiving, the radio static feature. Like, yes, it warns you of most enemies, but the mannequins don't. And so you still get jump scared. It's not like it's helping you there. I might
Yeah,
try
I think.
turning it off at some point, but I also, this is my first time through this game. Probably, maybe I'll wait if there's ever a second one. I don't know if I'll do a second playthrough, but who knows?
Yeah, I think it does that on purpose, where it's trying to
Yeah.
catch you off guard. Like
It
it'll play
lulls you
static
into
when
a
there's no,
false
yeah,
sense of
it is.
security and then sweeps it out from under you.
Yeah, I do know that there is a trophy because I looked through of like playing the whole game through with turning the radio fully off. So like the second we get it, like at the beginning, you shut it off and don't use it. But again, obviously as my first time playthrough, I would like to sort of know when enemies are close, so that
Yeah, at
was
least
not
get an
gonna
idea.
do that. Yeah.
I mean, the slow walk around every corner with gun drawn is definitely my
Yeah.
MO, though, here.
It's like those these like shows. Like that show, like VIP with Pamela Anderson, where it's like you have your like gun up and then you go around a corner with it. That's what it just reminds me of. Or like Bond just going around, just like I constantly
Yeah.
have it out. And again, it's like just jump around the corner and be like, aha, and then nothing's there.
Check doors and corners or whatever it is that you're supposed to do in those kind of situations. Ceilings
And then,
too in
yeah.
Silent Hill, though, because
Yes.
ceilings are not safe either.
And then there's those odd times where I don't have it out and I just decide like I'm gonna run and I run around the corner and then boom, something's like right there and
Oh, yeah. There's no safety here. Yeah, so the transition areas from the hospital to the prison takes you through the other world versions of a few sections of town you've already seen in the earlier game. And obviously they're moodier and much more full of monsters than before, both between the fact that it's nighttime, the fog is still there, you're in the other world. But it really, yeah, I mean, it gave me that sense of Resident Evil 2, I think I mentioned at the end of last time. But it, as usual here, it uses the light really well. And like even something like a ringing payphone off in the distance is kind of catches you off guard. Obviously, you're the one to answer it because everything else is a monster. It also hit me walking through these streets. I find it quite funny to see so many station wagons around.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when I forgot
Obviously,
what year this is.
it was
Well,
in 2001, yeah. So I, of course, that was like probably the tail end of the station wagon's life cycle, but of course, it's a remake of a game that was made in that time, so they didn't make drastic changes, and they shouldn't have, and I'm glad they didn't. But it's just so such a blast from the past to see half of the cars in this area are station wagons.
yeah, they are. It is pretty. It's funny to see.
And as you're walking through town here, right, and you go into some like the Neely's bar and with the jukebox and a couple other places you've been to before, messages that are written directly to James on the walls or in notes make things feel a bit more personal in the other world now. I assume they're implying James will be going to hell when he dies in one of those messages because he says, "If you want to see Mary, just die."
Yeah.
I'm not
That
sure you're
was
going to go to
above.
the same
Was that above
place
the.
as the
Yeah,
jukebox,
was
yeah.
that in the above the jukebox?
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
that
like,
was
I don't know
very
that you'll go to
ominous.
the same place as Mary, but it's like, okay, you're referencing both of the primary people in this scenarios. Who's writing us this message? That's what I want to know.
I I'm curious too.
Yeah, there's also when you finally get back to Rosewater Park, you have the conversation with Angela, who is all totally fine with you being there, and then flips a switch and starts freaking out. I don't know if she was looking directly at James, but then he touches her and she flips off and runs away. But, you know, she's gone, but then you realize there's something on the ground or underground. And, okay, the old historical society was sealed off completely. And there's a note there with the key says, no one dares to approach that place, but we have the key now. And it was so conveniently dug up and waiting for us with a note directly to us referencing James. So why the hell not? What could possibly go wrong by going into a place that no one goes to? You know, might as well crack open a mummy while we're at it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to lie. I actually almost missed that key because when you're looking at it, it doesn't like look you straight down.
Yeah.
Or see. Mm-hmm. So I kind of turned away for a second and ran. And then I was like looking and I came back and I just saw the little circle. I was like, yeah. Oh, there's something there. And then
one of the cases where I'm thankful for UX button prompt circles appearing from a distance.
Yes, that's true. I have a little thing with the button prompts, which I'll talk about later.
It would definitely, yeah, they're a little finicky sometimes. You have to like really line it up, but yeah, I think it's, you know, the preview from that note, just that note by itself doesn't bode well for where you're going.
Yeah, no, it does not. So then, yeah, we end up going into the historical society and I don't know, it's actually kind of cool in there, I thought. Like, I don't know. Just seeing it, it kind of reminded me of when I go on trips. Like last year, my wife and I went to Salem, Massachusetts, just to like look around some of the little museums that are there, just to go see and learn about the history of the town. So when we got inside there, I did take my time and like looked through and looked at every picture that was available to read, which I thought was just fun to learn a little more about the history of the town.
Right. And it does layer on a couple other history items as you get further into the prison, too, referencing things like the steamboat or the boat or tourist ship, whatever, that has a painting in the historical society. You also end up coming across more info about its story later, too. But yeah, you know, after that arrival to the historical society with the fancy new key. But you also have the opportunity to clean up anything you missed last time around in this area when it was daytime. Did you go pick up your extra items in Strange Photo?
Oh, I did. Yes. Yes. So I did like that because we're there now in like, nightfall in that back part of the Western South Vale. And again, luckily it's like, since it's not the other world, there's like no, and I've taken out, like there were no monsters or anything around, which was nice. So it was easy to just look around and collect anything I missed, and luckily I didn't miss much, but I did miss that. So I used the jack, opened the garage, got my Strange Photo, a few other little things that were inside. So that did make me happy. I also went back to the inn, and I went back into the rooms, and I went back into the 106 room, I think is what it was.
Yeah, room 106.
And there was like a, that's weird.
That's where you had a bad feeling before.
Yeah, I had like a bad feeling. And there was like a weird painting on the wall.
And the TV on with the white static. And yeah, the wallpaper above the bed is all peeled off.
Yeah, it's all peeled off. And there was like somewhere, there was like a symbol above it that.
Yeah, it was like in red ink or probably blood, knowing this franchise.
Yeah.
Don't know what it's supposed to mean, but it unlocked a trophy. Also.
Yeah, it did. Which was interesting. So I was just looking around, so yeah, I was happy to get that. I'll take all the little minimal trophies randomly that I can get.
So in the Silent Hill Historical Society building, there's also a painting of Pyramid Head that says Misty Day, Remains of the Judgment. So is Pyramid Head immortal or what? Because he looks like the executioner from medieval times or something in that painting with all those hanging cages.
Yeah, he does. Also, it's funny because like when you walk in and when you get closer to it, too, James kind of goes like, whoa, like there he is.
Yeah, like, yeah, he right actually there in front of me on the wall. Which is pretty unusual. There's a lot of, and I totally get the small town museum vibe thing, obviously, and they did a good job of that. I'm surprised they didn't even call it a museum, but obviously this is where people used to gather. But the collection of pieces of information were pretty interesting. There's also a painting of the former director of Brookhaven Hospital with the name scratched out. I wonder if he was the director whose puzzles we were deciphering, or if he was the director before that one. Either way, I wouldn't be surprised if he plays a bigger part in the story here soon.
Yeah,
or so maybe in the ending.
I think it was the director that we were doing the puzzles of. I'm not gonna lie, I also like kept going back and forth between the director photo and James, and I'm like, are there any similarities?
Yeah, no, like, I thought about that for a second too, and I was like, no, they really don't look at all alike.
They didn't look alike to me either.
And I believe I did see a really short clip of the intro, like the very beginning of the game from the original release. I want to say either they use a different face model or they obviously just created it from scratch and updated it, but it doesn't look, between the original Silent Hill 2 and Silent Hill 2 remake, even James doesn't look exactly like himself. It's like a different person almost. But that director, he reminds me of, like, there's a couple characters in some Resident Evil games that he kind of looks like. Anyway, it can't be the same thing unless it's an alternate reality of some sort. It would be funny if you were cracking your own puzzles, though.
That would be funny. Another one I saw there in the Historical Society was just the one about Brookhaven Hospital, that it was built in response to a great plague.
Yes.
That happened following a wave of, like, I guess, a big wave of immigration into the city.
Yeah, right. You're right, yeah. And it's, because it's curious, because they call it, like, this great plague, right? And at least the European plagues, the traditional plagues, are things that, like, are major diseases that physically destroy you or whatever. But then, I don't know if it either updated or did something different, but the Brookhaven Hospital that I walked through was definitely a psychiatric hospital that seemed to be more for mental patients, not plague correction or treatment. So I don't know. I don't know what the connection is there, unless the plague they're talking about is, like, everyone losing their minds. Could be that.
I could see that. Because, I mean, obviously, we've got a ton of notes of saying, like, the people are fine, and then all of a sudden they just kind of go...
Yes.
Crazy and angry. Yeah, we've seen that throughout the game.
And we've seen, yeah, and the one you just mentioned, I think, is as you get towards the infirmary, almost at the warden's office in the prison, too, you find out a lot more details about, basically, physically everyone was fine. The nurses and doctors were saying all these patients are fine, but the prison guards were all basically saying these people are really sick, like, just keep testing them until you diagnose it correctly. So is it a mental thing? It's just a lot of mystery. But yeah, that theme keeps coming up, like, right, this plague just takes over, but some people can see it and some can't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing in this has been super straightforward so far. So
no,
I don't expect this to be either. They also talk a lot more. Did you look at the book? There's a painting and a book in the museum there. So they talk a lot more about the Lady of the Light between that book and painting, who you first learn about on the pier in Rosewater Park. She was the one that was banished to an island nearby. I mean, if you ask me, she almost had it lucky compared to the supposed witches that were just burned at the stake. But then I read further into that book and it said they wanted her to have a slow, painful hunger and cold death. It's also kind of ironic that the guy who always brought her food and blankets met his fate because of good weather and not the socked in heavy fog and clouds that are typical of Silent Hill. It also says the area has seen its share of religious persecution, such as that of... And then it cuts off and you can't flip the page. I want to read more of this book.
Yeah.
Like, tell it's me like, more, need, book.
Yes, I need to know what has happened.
And the glass case that it's in is cracked. And so you could easily flip the page, James. But I think they just didn't want to. They want to create the mystery.
Yeah, they definitely did.
But obviously, it would have been very interesting.
Yeah, there was a lot... As I said, I liked it. Was obviously just a small part, this historical site, but there was a lot of just backstory in here. As you said, like the steamboat, which I cannot believe why I'm blanking on that name.
Of the Baroness something.
Is that
something.
Was it the Little Baroness? Is that what it was?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Like it just went out one day and then it just didn't come back. Yeah, basically.
It was Yeah, go ahead.
No, and then I was going to say, and then there was something I saw about, obviously, we had all those, the people that died, and we learned earlier that they were all thrown into the lake.
Right.
All the people that died. And there was something that said, like, they're looking for the little Baroness to, like, grab onto and come back. And, like, you can see their arms, or, like, any vessel that drives past, it looks like their arms are trying to reach out of the water to grab a ride back. And it's like, oh, my God. It's like, I do not want to go across that lake.
Which conjures up to me memories of Death Stranding and the hands that reach up out of the ground as chiral crystals, or the ones when you get trapped by a BT and you got all the black goo coming for you. Like, okay, arms coming out of the underworld for you.
It reminds me of that. It also reminded me with the whole lake thing of Alan Wake.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. The lake house and all that.
Yeah, with the lake house and his wife getting, yeah. It just reminded me of that too.
No, that's a good point.
The whole lake notes.
Something about lakes and horror works wonders.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a really good kind of both of basically the whole section, actually, from meeting up with Angela in the park all the way through the end of the historical society was a good, I mean, okay, walking from the park to the society building was still creepy because the fog is even thicker.
It's very
nighttime,
dense.
But there was no enemies, at least that I encountered. So it's a good, and once you get into the museum, there's a good mental break there of just like lore building and figuring information out, and you get a little minor mental break as you continue to discover things.
Yeah.
But then you go through the hole in the wall, and well, that was a bit of a walk. I've seen some long stairways in games before, and that one was pretty pleasant. I mean, it was dark, but no enemies in the narrow passage, so that's nice.
Yeah, it was a very, very long stairwell, and I don't know, I guess instead of it being a stairway to heaven, it was more like a stairway to hell, for sure. I mean, that was a long walk down.
Yep.
Into the depths.
You get into the sort of the reception office that's there, and right, you there's some whatever going on in there. You go through a hallway. In the room before you jump into the hole in the floor, there are some other paintings. One of them says how the prisoners that were executed got to choose whether they wanted to be strangled or skewered. Skewering? What the hell? Sounds like the most miserable way to go of all time.
Yeah, that I saw that too. That's funny. I had that, like, just a little note that I wrote off too, because I was like, death by skewering, like, what? Like, no, thank you.
And, you know, it's not a word that I use super often, but I did say that Maria got skewered last time, so I don't think she chose and put in her submission for execution choice, but Pyramid Head chose for her.
Yes, he did.
And then, you know, after multiple, I think just throughout this prison section, after multiple jumps into not pools of water or anything springy like a trampoline, I don't understand how James hasn't broken both legs multiple times.
Yeah, same here. I mean,
he wakes up on hard ground lying down like he's coming back to consciousness. Like, what?
Yeah. I don't know how he hasn't had multiple concussions.
Multiple concussions, yes.
Yeah. Broken ankles, legs, and done his knees in completely. By jumping down all these holes.
And right, and so you end up, you find your save point. You can see the rifle behind a locked case, which you eventually get access to. Did you ever end up using it here?
No, I did not use the rifle.
You end up, by the time you're able to unlock it, you end up with like maybe 12 rounds if you're really thorough in your search of areas. But just like the shotgun had very limited ammo when you picked that up, I was like, this must be useful for something later. And so I didn't use it at all, but I'm excited to use it eventually.
Yeah, same. I'll probably use it. I'm sure there's something later on coming up that
it's gotta be.
I will definitely need it for.
They put it in the game for a reason, and probably at more of a distance. And then right near that sort of guard room or office, there's the chapel, which is thematically gloomy. But when you pick up one of the weights off the altar, you get a jump scare from the one of the confessional booth things. Fortunately, it's far enough away that you can kind of take it out. But jump scares came to stay when you get to the prison, if they weren't already consistent enough before.
Yeah, there are multiple times in this level where I jumped from mannequins to anything really that popped out. Like, I just, I'm checking every cell, everything just closely. And there were multiple times I got jump scared.
Yeah.
I will say, before we start fully talking about the prison, like just before when we first jumped down the pit, because I just wanted to ask you about this.
I was just going to go back to that too. Yeah.
Yeah. The roach room, like the little puzzle that you had to do.
I wasn't going to go back to that yet. Okay. Yes. Oh, yeah, the one before that pit the roach room where you have to just like brute force your way through random number combinations until you unlock it. And then you keep getting waves of the like giant cockroach thing, but there's normal cockroaches that damage you too.
Yeah, there's only three keys that actually work and you just have to guess. I got lucky. I got it on the second guess.
Oh, no, I think I got it. Literally the last possible combination that was going to...
Oh, I got on my second guess of combinations. I think it's like, I don't remember. It was 9 something and 3, maybe 923 or whatever. And I think I tried 923 and I was like, nah, I'll just go 239. And it worked. And I was like, oh, thank God.
I believe it might be even randomized. So like you don't have any way to predict it.
No, I think it is randomized. I just got lucky.
Lucky you. No, I got through all... I'm just really glad that it was just those sort of giant roach things that were repopulating, not literally any of the other enemies in here.
No, that would have been
miserable.
That would have been.
But it's okay. I think the thing to put into a recommendation to anyone that may consider playing this game is, if you don't like insects, do not play it. Between this room, there's the moth room in the apartments. There was another kind of bug room at some point, and a lot of sticking your hands in weird places.
I was thinking you had a lot of garbage that has a whole bunch of cockroaches and other bugs.
Yeah, there's
crawling around.
Maybe they didn't do it, but I wouldn't be surprised if later we end up finding a spider room, because horror games love spiders. Insects are not, if they're not your friend in real life, they're not your friend here, because you're going to see a lot of them.
You will definitely see a lot.
But, okay, so right after you're in the roach room, you get the key, you open the gate and jump in the hole. Then you run into Eddie, and not that he wasn't before, but he's made it really obvious now that he's totally off his rocker, you know? Based on the conversation, it sounds like he just killed him because he was looking at him funny.
Yeah, he said something funny to him, just looked at him funny, and Eddie did not like it, and took him out.
And then he just kind of says, I was just kidding, you know? Like, he's trying to divert attention, saying that he was joking. And he wanders off and disappears. I'm sure we'll see him again, though.
Yes, I'm sure we will. I'm not going to lie. I was surprised we did not see him for the rest of
the prison.
Prison.
Wouldn't have been surprised to see him get killed by an enemy or locked in a cell or many other things. I mean, he has a revolver, so good for him. Maybe he knows how to... I mean, obviously, he knows how to use it, but he just seems so inept. I'm shocked he's made it this far.
Yeah. I mean, I think we talked about it a little bit off, but like, this is, we were talking about like with Eddie, like, as you said, just a weird, like, there's something else going on there with him. As you said, it's like they've built him, they've made him as he's a full grown adult, but it's like it's a child in an adult's body.
Yeah.
And I think, as I said, he reminds me of something like Tweedledee or Tweedledum, or like with his outfit / Augustus Gloop from Willy Wonka. Like, he just sort of looks like that. And
his clothes and everything make him look just like one of those characters. Literally all he's missing is one of those twirly things on top of his hat.
Yeah. Twirly things on top of his hat, and then either holding one of those like windmill, like
things. Either a paper windmill or
like we used to have as kids.
A giant rainbow colored lollipop.
Yep. It just seems like that's how he was not supposed to be, but just how you think he would be, but
yeah.
It's not. But yeah.
Maybe the spin-off to Silent Hill 2 is you play as Eddie, and instead of a pipe, you have a lollipop.
Whacking mannequins and
lollipops. Yeah, whacking. Like giving them tooth decay and then waiting until they go away. Bit of a sidetrack there, but yeah, Eddie's a weirdo. He is a weirdo. And, as you go along, you find out a bunch of random pieces of information in various places. And apparently the Toluca Lake that we're under right now in the prison is the main, I think we're under it, at least is what I gathered, is under, it's the Toluca Lake itself is the main tourist attraction at the center of town, is what whatever note I read said. So my question is, will we see the other side of the lake? I mean, if we're only on the south side of town this entire game so far, what's on the north side of the lake or the east or the west? Or was that meant for a game that never happened, or they just really just confined it and couldn't care less? That's just...
I don't know. It's just like, it's the southern side is just absolute horror, and then you go to the north side and it's just like candy canes and rainbows, and it's just totally fine.
There's Willy Wonka. Okay, so maybe that's where we're going.
They just didn't care about the north side.
And, also, if the mannequins weren't creepy and annoying enough before, the spider mannequins just crank it up to 11. They're just so sketchy, and they make noise, and they, when you shine your flashlight at them, they're able to get just out of your light.
Mm-hmm.
And the circuit breaker overhead lights both freak them out, but if they're not in range, they turn off in like 10 seconds, so you can't get anywhere meaningful and do anything with it. I think that was another kind of like the radio static, like the false sense of security, like you got light. So I eventually just stopped running back to the thing to turn it on, because what was the point?
Yeah, they were a terrifying enemy.
There were a lot of them too.
And I constantly was taking them out. Like, I wasn't just going to leave them. Like, I tried to take them out every time. And same. Like, when they jump down, they like shriek. So it's like, if you can get it right and you hear the shriek, you can dodge it. But I'm not going to lie, there are multiple times I'm just running, I hear a shriek for a second. It's like my brain does not comprehend it, and I don't have time to dodge. I just get hit right away.
Yeah, I'd say I got pretty good at the dodging, but then they scurry off so quickly that like getting a whack in on them to keep them down didn't do much good. I eventually, once I was able to start seeing them and notice their movement patterns, and some of them just kind of just hang on the wall waiting for you to get close. And so sometimes if I was able to get two shots or three shots on them, they just fall to the ground and I'd smack, like run up and smack them. But it's so funny because they kind of fall in slow motion almost. Like you see it disconnect and it just like, and it crashes. Yeah. But I don't like those things. I mean, we were just talking about bugs. Maybe they don't have actual spider rooms or holes and it's just, these are the spiders, which, it's almost worse.
Yeah, they might be worse, to be honest. I'd rather have something smaller that I can squish again like the other ones.
Yeah. And so, within the cell blocks, the whole point, right, you get to the yard and it's pitch black. And the whole point is you need to balance these scales.
That yard was so dark.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't see any. I thought like I had basically like the rest of my TV was shut off around James. It was so dark. Like I felt like my flashlight didn't do.
Making full use of HDR right there.
Like it didn't do anything. My flashlight, I felt.
No. You see like 2 feet in front of you.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate to just walk straight ahead to begin with and end up at the scale. But the... Right, you there's this piece there. You already picked up the piece at the altar, hopefully. And so you can balance the thing and end up going into one of the rooms. So there's four segments that have animal doors. So it's a very elaborate, large puzzle, which basically just makes you explore the entire prison. Can't imagine the prison guards actually going through that on a regular basis, but whatever. Let the game be the game. But I think the two funny things about the yard for me is that, right, you walk out there, it's pitch black, there's a bunch of creepy noises, like things are around you at all times, but you can't find anything. And then I picked up the thing from the scale and opened the first door, I turn around and there's a save point right there. You can't even see the save point when you walk into the room.
No. Yeah, I did the same thing. Yeah, you put the first weight on scale, turn around, and then save point.
I was very happy to see the save point there. It just took me by surprise, because every other save point in this game, the red light from the paper is super bright and makes it really obvious where it is. So you have like, oh, peace. type of reaction, but here it does not do that. I'm still glad it exists. The other thing that really surprised me about the yard, I thought we were underground in this prison. I thought, because of how many holes he had to jump in, I thought we were underground, and I thought this yard was just like another giant room cell block. And then once you finish everything, so we'll go back, but once you finish everything and come back out to the yard the final time, you're outside and it's raining.
Yeah, and the sun's starting to come up.
And the sun's coming up, but at what point, did you climb upstairs or an elevator to get outside again?
You know what? To be honest, I think I was so terrified of the prison that didn't, and then it was just the yard that didn't even come to my mind. Like, why am I outside? Like, I went down like for 2 minutes down a staircase to hell.
And then you jumped into multiple holes, like bottomless pit holes. Yeah.
But yet I'm outside. That never crossed my mind. I think I was just so terrified of everything in the prison. I just didn't. Yeah. But you're right. It is weird. It is weird that it is outside.
It doesn't add up. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
I mean, the rain throws it off, then the fact that it's outside, and then, the sun's coming up, and the sun, the very small amount of sun is just spotlighting the scale and the stage behind it where you go to the next puzzle. And so, okay, the sun's out, but you're far underground, and I don't know. I can't explain that at the moment. And the next part, I mean, just jumping to the very... And after you do that, you end up going in an elevator even further down. You jump in another hole or fall in another hole. You end up going further down, and then you're in some weird apartment complex again, in a labyrinth, which is I saved right away and didn't keep going because that's how we broke it up. But how do we go from ground level down the stairs, like four or five holes, an elevator down that took a whole minute, and then what? I'm lost.
It is the mystery of Silent Hill.
James is lost. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
But anyway, going back, so there are, it's just, I think there was one or two sections that, besides a circuit breaker lights, that had actual light on. Don't remember which one specifically. There's one where you have to crawl through a hole, and that's kind of spotlighting you to it. But there's very little light in this place.
Very, very minimal. Very.
And like, I'm going through the whole weights puzzles. Was like, the puzzle itself was good. You had to find six different weights. I think it was elaborately done and well done in a way that helps you explore the whole area.
You have to put them on the scale. If you put like in the right order or like on whichever side to unlock the next door to continue on.
Yeah.
Each door like has like a specific drawing of an animal or whatever on it.
Yeah.
Like it's a boar, an ox, a serpent, and a dove, I thought.
Yeah, some bird or some sort.
Yeah.
And there's, I mean, I think I have to assume that there's, I mean, based on the way that I was seeing things and the way that the game's gone mostly, is that it's fairly linear. Like you go through it in their set order, but it's so, okay. So you go through, right? You enter, there's the chapel, which you already talked about. There's the yard. There's the first cell block with a bunch of enemies. There's a second floor that has like the extra security small cell block. There's the section with the death row inmates with has the what's it called, electric chair.
The electric chair, yeah.
And then there's the infirmary and the guest room and like the visitation rooms. And
there's shower.
There's the shower. Oh, the shower. There's the
I have something on that, dude.
The whole, like, everything you would expect out of whatever you know about prisons for whatever reason. Everything that you would expect is there, and I don't totally understand how anyone gets in there to begin with, because like, how does a visitor visit this place if you're walking from a historical society building in? So it's obviously a different area, but then you're under a lake, but I won't keep rambling on it because it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. What visitor wants to come here? Hopefully nobody.
No, I don't know. I think they just have it there. I don't think they probably have too many visitors.
There's a bunch of prisoners too that like have some serious issues, like the people that scribble all over the walls and all that kind of thing. But yeah, I think of all these sections, they did a good job with making them creepy as all hell. I think the one major one that I would jump to, yes, is the shower. It's never a good sign to find already dead enemies in an area like you do in the giant bathroom and shower room. And couple that with there was a nurse walking around, there was a lying figure with acid walking around, so you knock both of those guys out and then you have to put your hand in the wall to get the next weight.
Yes, another hole in the wall that you have to reach into.
Grabbing the weight makes all those guys stand back up. What happened to you?
I grabbed the weight, I started to run, I took out as many as I could. I kept going, and then I took out running back out of the shower into whatever room it was, the locker or whatever area. And I got there and I like killed two in front of me, and I just finished one enemy, and I literally was like, I was about to look at my map and I was like, no. And I like had just stomped an enemy on the ground, and I turned, and as I turned, there's literally a nurse, a bubblehead nurse with a pipe behind me, raising the pipe at me. And I had my shotgun out and I just pulled it out as quick as I could, and I just shot her square in the stomach and knocked her back, and then just beat her down. I literally just turned around. It scared the shit out of me because I was not expecting it, because she didn't make any noise.
Yeah.
There was no noise. Like, I had just finished killing a couple in front to try and like leave, and I just turned around like randomly to just make sure to see like, is there anything behind me? And she was right behind me, literally raising the pipe, and I just shot with a shotgun and then just killed her.
And usually nurses are pretty consistent with making noise to make sure you know that
this one,
they're there.
This one did not. But also, I mean, maybe she did, but also there's a whole bunch other with the music and other noises that I did not even like consider or hear. And yeah, I just got very lucky. Otherwise, I would have taken quite a bit of damage, but I got extremely lucky. But it scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, there's a, with that, I heard the noise immediately after you pick up the thing, so I like circled out of the exam and weight thing as fast as I could, spun around, and I knew where all, like more or less where all the bodies were. So I had like a, I was like, this isn't going to be good, half expecting it. And so I had pre-planned a bit of a route. So I like hopped a wall, went through the hole in the wall, shimmied through that, and then just kept dodging, jumping over things, and then going by. I ended up shooting like one nurse that was in the way of leaving the bathroom, and then sprinted as fast as I could to the, I think it was the D cell block, the one that had like four cells. And then immediately as I walked into a cell, I was like, I can just funnel these people in and take them out one at a time. But immediately as I turned around, there was one of those lying figures, but the one of the ones that scurries on the ground really fast. So it caught up to me. And then there's the ones that spit acid or vomit or whatever. And so he could hit me through the window, but I couldn't hit him with the pipe. So I like took some damage, blah, blah, blah. And there was a second one right after him. And then eventually a nurse followed me all the way in, and I just took that one out and then finally moved on. Cause like, is anyone else coming? I'm ready for you.
Yeah.
So I just stood there for like 30 seconds and then finally just continued on. And then a bit later in the basement area where there's a ladder back up to get to the, to finally like finish the thing off, I finally nailed an encounter with a mannequin, like perfect, and read their moves and perfect dodged every attack they threw at me and was able to fight back without taking any damage at all.
Good job.
And that was so excited, but that elation was short lived because the second I got the final swing in to finish it off, another mannequin jumped me from behind.
They were
like half the damage. I hate those things.
I hate them. They were everywhere here in this prison. It was, yeah.
Between the regular ones and the spider ones, I will never look at a mannequin the same way again.
No, there was one or two in the like towards the end of the prison thing, you get to the warden's office, and I like walk up to the typewriter, and then I turn around and look on the kit and like to look out, because you can like see out over, and there's a spider mannequin just right on the cage, like right on the other side, and then also the second my light hits it, it runs away. I was like, what? It's like it was just watching me in there.
The other sort of semi-combat thing that I was going to ask about, when you got to the infirmary to pick up, I think it was the key to get the upstairs to the warden's office.
Yeah.
At least the way that I did it, you know, there's a mannequin in the break room and there's a nurse in the break room and a nurse in the hallway outside. So I like took them out one at a time with the standard 3 bullets to the knees and then knock them out. And then you walk into the infirmary and you see through the window, there's 2 nurses just wandering around. I tried to go around the left, the door's locked. So I come back and I just think, okay, there's only 2 nurses in here. I'm just going to sneak by them when they're both in the other corner. And I get through that main sort of lit up room and get to the back room where the things you need to pick up are. And even though I was in the other corner just waiting for that, there was another nurse in that room, but I had my flashlight off. She still found me and started attacking, but had a knife, and it's a small room. So like, and I, even though I had my shotgun, the first shot straight to her face didn't actually kill her. So I tried to keep dodging, but then the other 2 heard the shotgun blast and cornered me from the other side. So I died there. So I was like, F this, I'm not going to try sneaking again. And I walked into that big first room with the 2, shotgun them both pretty easily. And then 3 more came out of nowhere. I don't know where they came from. So I like ran around to the other locked door area and just like put my back against the wall and used a shotgun on all of them to knock them out. So I wasted a lot of shotgun ammo here. I wasted a lot of handgun ammo in the prison.
There are a few times trying to shoot the mannequins and the spider mannequins, and James's aim is atrocious.
Yeah, well, you know, he's not a super soldier, blah, blah, blah.
I know.
That's what everyone says. But, you know, you could at least have some steadiness or something. You've been wandering through this town for a while now, like, figure it out. But I sure am glad I was able to stock up on at least 15 health drinks and 15 syringes in town before entering the prison, because the pure darkness just meant I got hit a lot.
Yeah. Yeah,
and all the extra ammo helped you. I mean, I know you're not in survival horror. You're advised not to kill everything, but when I'm inside, I'm pretty much doing it anyway.
Yeah, I'm sorry. When those bubble nuts in the break room, the one in the break room, like those 2. I snuck up behind that one, my light off, and I was able to knock it from behind and just take it out.
Solid.
And but then the other one heard and came through the door, and that one I just shotgunned. Beat
shotguns
down.
Shotguns are useful.
Yeah, but I know you can try and sneak. I'm not going to try and sneak.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I know I have to go back that way. And if, yeah, I may have snuck past him the first time, but going back, if all of a sudden, like, I'm just going to make it easier for me.
Yeah.
But in that infirmary area, I don't know if you did. Did you go into the bathrooms?
Yeah, because I saved in there, in the men's bathroom.
Did you go into the women's bathroom?
Yes. Did you get some really creepy?
Yes, I was about to say, did you get a horrifying, like,
scream thing?
Scream.
Yes.
And then I was like running out of the about to run out of the bathroom. I did it, and I actually, this is the first time like in a while I used that flip trigger, and I flipped right around because I was like, what is coming out of the stall? Yeah.
And that was, but nothing came.
Nothing came. It's like someone just is like answering back to you, like trying to push the door open. It was
it had a distinct pounding on the door type sound too.
Yeah, it was
so
freaky.
Nothing actually. Man, that's a good question. Why did you put this in the game team silent? Interesting. But yeah, anyway, the full-scale balancing puzzle throughout the prison was great, I thought. I mean, in context, it was really well done. And then that leading into the poem matching and then judgment call puzzle with the nooses felt kind of epic somehow. Like, they even used Roman numerals for the numbers at that point, and they made it all seem so official and ancient and, like, you are the ultimate decider. It's kind of like a much evolved version of the, you make the decision of who's guilty from the apartments, but like way
from the
more
earlier
intense.
One? Yeah. Yeah. With the guy, the girl, and the snake.
And so I was able to match the poems pretty well. I don't think I had to redo anything. And so I went and I got it right, I guess, on my first try, because the, I pulled it was number 2, which was a poem about the person that was stealing because they were starving and didn't have any other alternative. And so that was the one that I said wasn't guilty. But then I just dropped into the morgue area and then into a couple more holes. But did you get it right on your first try, or is it right on your first try, or what happens?
No, I did not get it right. So before I get into that, though, just very quickly, overall for this whole prison, this prison section was great. I loved it. But this is where, like, my little thing with the whole interactive, like, circle pressing.
Mm.
It is so, like, and there are so many times where, even for just saves, where I feel like I'm close enough and the circle fills and then instantly unfills as I'm pressing the button.
Yeah.
And so I was getting, like, sort of frustrated, and especially here in the prison, like, it happened more because, like, I'm trying to rush over and, like, flip a breaker to turn on the light to see, like, a spider, or go into a cell quickly and grab a health drink or whatever else, like, ammo. Just, like, I'm trying to grab it quickly, and it will fill the circle. And then the second I press it, it's like it instantly goes away, and then I don't grab it. And I'm like,
and I feel like part of it's maybe
this up.
The swaying of the right stick, like the fact that James is so bad at aiming, feel like it influences it a bit, because a lot of the time I'll, like, go over, it needs to be exactly precise in order to fill the X, but I'm still in the process of moving when I switch my thumb from the stick to the X, and it ends up unfilling. So I just, like, keep going over and over until you get it. But it's more just annoying than anything. Not a major flaw.
No, it's not. It's just like,
come on, guys.
No, it's just, as I said, like, it happened throughout the rest of it, but this section, it really, like, gets you, because you're trying to flip the breaker and turn the light on quickly to, like, see a spider mannequin that could be running at you or something else, so you could at least get them to pause or run away so you can see where they are, or as I said, go into a cell to grab something. But then I don't, like, sometimes at save points, like, I feel like I'm looking at dead on. It's like not giving me the circle. It's like, I just want to save quickly before anything else pops out at me, please. That was just my little rant on that. But to go back, yes, the gallows puzzle was really cool. But I messed up. I was totally blind. I read the first, like, all six. I did not see that there were plates on the bottom to continue.
The basically the second half of all the poems.
Yeah, so I didn't know that there was a second half to each one. I did not see it. I was looking straight at the first six. And so the first, like, I read them through for me, and for the first half, I took a guess, like, for whatever. My first one was number three, which was something of a guy who takes his daughter or whatever, but he was like, but I'm your father. But it ends on my father. One. Yeah, I know. But it ended on my father, and I didn't see the bottom plates, so I was like, oh, okay, well, he's taking it as his father or whatever. So I did that, and then if it's wrong, you basically fall back into a room filled with monsters. So it's kind
of... How many monsters are we talking here?
A few, but not terrible. I was able to just, like, I killed a couple and then just ran. It's like the ladder. So you just go the ladder, and it takes you just right back out to the yard.
At least it's that, and not, like, run back through the whole place.
Yeah. So unfortunately, for my first two times, I went back into that hole because I didn't see those bottom plates.
Ooh.
So the first two I picked were wrong. So I was like, okay, fine. Were
either of those two the actual right answer? Not the first one, obviously.
No, because I went back. But I will say, if you fall back into that basement with the monsters again, the ones you've killed already stay dead. So it doesn't repopulate, which was nice.
They finally cut you some slack.
Yeah. So I got it on my third try. So on the third try, I saw all those bottom plates to finish the poems of the puzzles. Mm-hmm. And so I lined them all up, read them through, and then, I think, I'm assuming it's the same one. I think it was that one. Well, he's not stealing. Yes, at first I thought it was the father one, and then you read it on and it's like, if I can't have you, no one will. And it's like, oh, okay, well, that messed that one up. And then there was the second one. I forgot what the second one was I picked, but then there was one about, like, a guy who set the church on fire to, like, help the kids because they're getting whatever.
But he
ends
up killing them too. Yeah,
but he kills them all. And so but I got on the third one, I knew I had it right because the cutscene was different.
What does the cutscene look like? Because the cutscene, when you get it right, is right. He looks into the noose and then pulls on it.
Yeah. When you get it wrong, he doesn't look into the noose. He's just like, it's from behind or from the side, and he just pulls it and you fall. So when I pulled it and it like looked at him from the front. And I was like, oh, this is different. Hopefully I have it right. And then the second I hit the ground, I was like, oh, this is different ground time, right?
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it took me three tries. But first try after I figured out that I just messed up and didn't see the.
You just kind of assume that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess attention to detail is more important than we thought it is here.
Yeah, it is. I legit don't know. I was just straight looking at it and I did not see those plates.
It's a multi-layered thing too, because it gives you some instructions before you open up that wall chest thing.
To select them too, it's kind of very light to move to see which one you've selected.
In any puzzle or item movement thing in here that requires selecting amongst a number of options like elevator buttons and a bunch of other things, I feel like they could have made it a little bit either brighter or a different color or something, because I feel like I'm like, oh, I can move the cursor around, because you don't even know that you can do that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't for a little bit on the first bit when it first started that Gallus puzzle. I could not see it, and then all of a sudden I like just randomly saw it moving. I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, why am I reading the same one over and over?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so okay, so you choose the right one, you fall into this morgue, and there's more holes. It almost seems like all these holes James jumps into are like the warp pipes from Mario's Mushroom Kingdom. They definitely bring you somewhere far worse, though. Speaking of the holes in the ground, I mean, going back to that hole, how is there a visitor's room in this thing? When the prison was actually up and running, where did everyone enter from, especially the visitors? Because I can't imagine they all had to jump into bottomless pits.
No, I doubt that. There's a part of me that wonders, I don't know if we see it in the game, that if the prison itself is in the middle of the lake.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I think it's either under the lake or in the middle of it.
Like, that's where the entrance... Yeah, but then again, the whole yard thing is just confusing. But I think that's a whole Silent Hill, just creepy, weird.
Yeah, the fact that there's just so many holes that you go down and... staircase, and now we get into an elevator and you end up in the labyrinth and just like a whatever 90s apartment building. Any other final points for this area?
No, it was just this was, I think someone in our Discord had mentioned like they had played this before we got through it, and they said it was one of the most terrifying parts they've played in the game.
Yeah,
I think they took a break
since PT,
and I agree. This is honestly right now, so far, as I think you've said this too, Silent Hill 2 right now is probably like the creepiest game I've ever played.
Yeah.
And that prison was, I was clenching the whole time.
The multiple people in Discord have said that they, after they finished the prison, have taken a bit of a break before, you know, proceeding, which at this point, I'm just going to go straight into it because
I'm just going.
How much darker could it get?
I don't know. I'm about to go straight back into it.
As far as amount of light, I don't think you can get much darker than the prison. But as far as how creepy it is, probably they can keep. I wouldn't put it past them to keep going, double down on prison levels of creep. And but it's definitely the scariest game I've ever played. One of the scariest media properties of any kind that I've seen, I think. You know, to a degree, yes, you have control over the character, so you can fight back. That's great. At the same time, it feels like you're under attack. The fact that you can get killed by the enemies, it makes it like more personal. And I'm ready to get out of these like bottomless pit areas and finally go above ground again, if that hopefully ever happens.
Into very dense fog, Silent Hill.
The fog of Silent Hill is much more appealing than the darkness at this point.
Yes.
Well, on to the labyrinth then. So for next time, and again, don't want to spoil anything, but I won't even mention the name of a location because our goal is by next time to finish the game. So just keep going until you roll credits. Let's hope that there's a brighter tomorrow either for James or for us, or both.
Yeah, let's hope so. So yeah, thank you everybody for listening, and we will talk to you next week with the whole finale of Silent Hill 2. Looking forward to it. Thanks. If you want to follow along and discuss our playthrough of Nave Games on the Gaming Backlog Book Club podcast, please give us a follow on your podcast platform of choice. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, or Pocket Casts, as well as our Discord and Instagram under the same name. Thanks.